Welcome to the Creative Mind Smart Money Podcast, where we turn financial confusion into creative confidence. I'm Samantha Eck, bookkeeper and fractional CFO for creative entrepreneurs. Each week, I'm sharing my financial expertise and actionable strategies to help you build a thriving creative business. Plus, you'll hear from industry experts who bring fresh perspectives on growing your business beyond the numbers. Because building a successful creative business starts with strong financial foundations. Your next chapter starts now. Hello, and welcome back to Creative Minds Smart Money. And today I'm so excited because we are talking about the growth trap. And what is a growth trap? Every creative business hits a moment where the way things have worked stops working. And the pricing that felt right at $50,000 a year doesn't work at $250,000 a year. The staffing model that worked at $250,000 breaks at $500,000. And the overhead structure that made sense at $500,000 becomes absolutely suffocating at $1 million. And that is what we call the growth trap. The assumption that scaling means doing more of the same thing when it actually means rebuilding the financial underneath the business at every stage. And the cracks tend to show up in your decisions before it shows up on your profit and loss, which is why so many businesses hit a ceiling that has nothing to do with sales or marketing. So we want to talk about the four revenue stages that the math actually changes and what kind of drives those changes, okay? The first one is being under $100,000. When you're under $100,000, generally you are the whole business. Most costs that you have are variable. And decisions can still be made on gut feelings, especially when you're under $100,000. You're often just bootstrapping your business. You're trying to get to a point where you can actually get up and running. So when you're under $100,000, it's generally just you making the decisions. A lot of things are very clear. There's nothing that's really, really crazy in your business that you need a lot of help with. And trust me, I've seen a lot of businesses where we come in and the expenses are very plain and simple. It's when you start adding things, when you start adding people, when you start adding software, when you start adding other things that it starts to get a little bit crazier. Okay, so the next milestone is $100,000 to $500,000. And this is annual, by the way. This is not monthly. This is annual revenue. This is when your fixed costs start to matter at this stage. You need to look at your real margin per offer. So you need to be looking at, especially if like you're, for example, a social media manager, because I work with quite a few of them. If you are a social media manager, you need to be looking at your packages and seeing if you're actually making money per offer. You can also be looking at if you're making money per client. And of course, that's where running everything on a gut feeling, it stops working because now things are so much more complicated. Things are so much more different than they were. Now you also have $500,000 to $1 million. That's your next revenue milestone. Obviously, at this stage, you can't be the whole delivery team anymore. Hiring math is existential. You need to be able to calculate if you could hire or not. You need to know if you can hire people. You don't have the ability to be the whole team anymore because there's just so much going on in your business. And of course, at this stage, that's when cash flow forecasting is really required rather than optional. Generally, under $500,000, it's not a necessity, but it's definitely something we want to be looking at and something we want to be thinking about. Then, when you're at that $1 million marker plus, that's when you know you're managing a team. You have systems that need to be held up under stress. These systems need to be running properly. And you have financial reports that you need to be usable for someone other than you. Because when you have over $1 million in sale in general, they need to be usable by you. They need to be usable by your team. They need to be usable by, you know, your bank. They need to be usable by so many different people. And there's so many different things that are going on that you need to be looking at. Now, obviously, when we're looking at everything and we're thinking about this, revenue alone isn't going to tell you what stage your business is at. Revenue is obviously the headline number. Complexity is the real driver of what stage you're actually operating at. So you could be a $100,000 business that's operating at a $1 million business level. A $500,000 solopreneur and a $500,000 agency with three employees are at entirely different stages with entirely different math that's going on in their business. Obviously, what matters again is, you know, team size, service mix, your delivery model, and the cost structure all shift your real stage more than the top line ever will. So I know we say, you know, we have the $100,000 marker, we have the $500,000 marker, we have the million-dollar marker. We have $1 million plus. But realistically, those are just general stages. That doesn't mean that you can't be a business that's making $500,000 that has the same problems that $1 million business has. Generally, when we are looking at them, we're going to be reflecting on your employees. We're going to be reflecting on your business overall and how your business is operating. Now, what we want to think about is what actually breaks during each stage. Like, what during what stage you're probably like, okay, Samantha, but how do I know that my business is actually not where it needs to be at as we transition? First of all, if you have pricing that covered overhead at the last stage, but it's not going to cover it at the next stage. So obviously, you're going to add more overhead the larger your business gets. You're going to add more software costs. You're going to add more. Maybe you're adding a building. Maybe you're adding more employees. That's all overhead costs that get added on that aren't covered at your initial stage that are going to have to be covered at your new stage. Obviously, you have hiring that's made on a gut decision without capacity math, which is going to create cash flow gaps 60 to 90 days after that hire lands if you're not looking at the math and you're not actually seeing things and you're not actually analyzing if your cash flow is there. And obviously, the overhead that was fine at half your current size becomes a significant drain once the business grows into it. So again, that's where we're saying the overhead changes. Things are going to be fluctuating and changing as your business grows. And of course, the reports that used to answer your questions stop giving you anything useful because they were built for a smaller business. So as you grow and as your business changes, there's different things that we need to look at. There's different reports, different numbers. There's different things that we need to look at. So how do you recognize you've outgrown the current financial model that you're in? One, your P&L stops telling you what you need to know. So if you're looking at P&L and you're just like, okay, I had this much revenue, I had this many expenses, I had this much as profit. But if you're looking at that and you're like, I don't know if I can hire, I don't know what my profit margins are per service, I don't know all that information, that's when you know that you've outgrown your current financial model. If your decisions feel harder, even though the business is growing. So if you're looking at, you know, you were last year made $100,000, this year you're making $500,000. And you're like, why does every decision that I'm making feel so much harder than it felt last year? It's because, you know, your business is growing and there's things that are shifting and changing. If you're making more revenue in your business and you're taking home less, that is a very clear sign that you've outgrown your financial model because now, you know, you're making more money, but you're taking home even less. There's something missing in between. There's a puzzle piece that's missing that we need to figure out. Your cash is always feeling tight, even when your top line looks strong. So I know this is something that we talk about a lot, but when people look at their revenue and they say, hey, I made $500,000, but I'm only retaining $500 of it. Why? That's when we really need to be looking at your business as a whole. Okay. What does rebuilding at every stage actually involve and what does that look like? Well, after we reach a new stage in business, after we reach a new milestone, we need to look at a new pricing floor that's built on the new break-even math for the stage we're at now. So we've evolved, we've changed, we've come to a new stage. We need to look at what our new break-even is and if we can meet it where we're at now. We need to look at the new overhead assumptions that reflect what the business actually costs to run today. So obviously, when we add new employees, we add new software fees, we add people to our team, things like that, our overhead changes. So we need to actually look at what that's going to cost us. And then we need to be looking at a really good forward-looking cash flow forecast, not just a backward-looking P&L report. We need to have a forecast that shows us what's coming up, including payroll, including software, including things we might not think about like taxes and sales tax and things like that. We need to be thinking about all those things. We need KPIs that are specific to our current stage and not the stage that you used to be at. A lot of times KPIs are fluctuatory, and this is something I talked about with one of my most recent CFO clients. She asked, you know, are these KPIs things that we need to be, is it like firm, like it's solid, like this is what we're tracking? And I'm like, no, this is what we're tracking right now. This is our KPIs that we need to be looking at right now because this is the stage of business that you're at. In 6 months from now, we might not even be looking at these same KPIs because your business changes. It changes as you go through different stages. And obviously, owner's compensation needs to be restructured to match the cash rhythm of the bigger business. And that might look like becoming an S-corp. That might look like paying yourself a paycheck as an S-corp. So that's things that we need to look at. The trap that most creatives fall into, and the reason that this is such an important conversation, is they try to scale on the same setup that worked at half of the current size that they're at. And then they blame marketing or sales when things stall. The bottleneck is almost always the underneath. It's never something that is just fixable with marketing. It's never something that's fixable by making more money. It's never something that's fixable by just, you know, changing things operationally. It's because you're trying to scale again on the same setup that you had before. So the bottleneck is the systems that you had in the past. Now, rebuilding that financial underneath at each growth stage is exactly the work a CFO does with a business owner. It's exactly what I do. If the numbers that you used to trust don't match the business you're running now, that's definitely the signal that something needs to be redone at the foundation and that it's the kind of rebuild that will pay off for years after. So it's something we definitely need to be looking at. And if you want to have that conversation, please feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about that. Again, there's no obligation to work with me, but I would love to just chat with you about it. Now, growth doesn't happen automatically. It requires the underneath to be rebuilt every time the business changes shape. Every stage has its own pricing floor, its own overhead assumptions, its own cash rhythm, and its own KPIs. The businesses that make it past each transition are the ones that stop trying to scale with their old math and start building math for the next stage that your business actually needs. That's something that we always need to be looking at. We can't just be looking at the past. We have to be looking at the future. If you guys like this episode, as always, please like it, share it, subscribe, let your friends know so that we can have more people come to the podcast and we can continue to make content like this. As always, you guys, I so appreciate you and I wish you the best week ever. We'll see you next week. Farewell, my fellow travelers.